This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So we have amazing sponsors that we've been talking about for a long time now. And the reason for it is because we truly love Cassidy.com.
Yes, we do. It is for sure our go-to when it comes to finding sexy folks.
Yes. And one of the things that I really enjoy about Cassidy is that it has a lot of personalization options. Yeah. So what I mean by that is if you're a couple that's out and proud and you want to put your tits up on your Cassidy profile page, you can do that all day long. But it also has like backstage pass options. So you have a little bit more of that privacy and control over what you're allowing other people to see. So backstage passes are those super sexy photos that you only want to share with like certain people.
Yeah. It makes it like really intimate, kind of a... It's naughty, right? It's like, oh, hey, I think you're really cute. Let me show you my tits.
Yeah, and it's also super exciting to get a backstage pass because you're like, ooh, that feels special. Like, yeah. Thank you, you know?
Yeah.
So if you want to check out some backstage passes for yourself or send them, you can head on over to our website, which is frontporchswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners available that you can click on and get 30 free days of all of the Cassidy paid services. And if you're already on Cassidy and you want to see my tits, you can totally ask us for a backstage pass, too. I am happy to send them.
Yeah, or just jump. Jump on our community page if you haven't already. I think you've got some tit pics on there.
I do. I have a few.
And yes. More, actually. There's more than just tit pics on there.
It's pretty naughty.
You're naughty pants.
Yeah, and the community is just called Front Porch Swingers as well. So we hope you'll check that out if you haven't already. We also have another sponsor of the podcast that we're very excited to once again be talking about this week, which is our friends over at Partners ID.
Yeah, we dig them a lot. Their products are awesome. We are wearing the rings right now that we got from Partners ID, and you've got your hot wife anklet from Partners ID.
And we get a lot of compliments on them. Like when we're out with other swingers, they're asking us like, ooh, those are so nice. Where did you get those? They're very quality products. And I also say the couple that runs it, they're very nice people. So it's one of those things of like, you feel good buying from them because they're genuinely cool swingers.
Yeah, we dig them. They're good people.
So if you want to get some swingers jewelry for yourself, you can head on over to partnersid.com. And if you use our promo code, which is FPSPOD, that is FPSPOD, you will receive 10% off of your entire order.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over there and do that.
So I have a little email that we're going to share this week. I'm not actually going to read the email, but I want to give the gist of it.
Because no, it was very cool.
I was very flattered by it. And when we receive emails like this, these are my favorite types of correspondence for us to get. Like, obviously, when we get questions, we want to help people out. And that's fun, too. But like, this is a huge compliment to me.
Yeah, and we get a lot of correspondence. Most of it is very good and very positive, and it's fun and it makes us feel good. And, you know, some of it's just like kind of stupid shit, people being dumb, saying dumb things. And
that doesn't happen very often.
Not a lot, but, you know, but it's nice to get this type of email.
Yes, this email was great. It was very, very flattering. So basically what they said was they have just delved into the world of anal.
Yes.
And he bought his wife, I'm assuming his wife, an anal plug that has like a foxtail on it.
Yeah. Which
those are super fucking cute. I totally want one.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But basically, she is now interested in anal or was excited to get into it because of the episode where we talked about where I totally let Clint fuck my ass.
That's right.
And she was like really excited about the idea of trying it for herself. And like, that's cool to me.
Well,
like,
now he's super excited because he's potentially going to get to fuck her ass.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yes, and they were very complimentary, and I'm thrilled that they sent us that email.
Yeah, for sure. I just like hearing, you know, I mean, this happens with us too. It's not just because we have a podcast. Like when you talk to people and you're open about your sexuality and the things that are interesting to you sexually, it spurs excitement in other people. It's one of the things that I just absolutely love about the lifestyle in general. So yes. I really appreciated that email, and you know, keep them coming. We are available on Instagram and Twitter. Both of our DMs DMs are open there. We're at FP Swingers on both. You can also email us directly, which is at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. So if you want to leave us a comment, have a question, want to tell us that we're total fucking assholes, that's totally cool too, whatever.
Yeah, we don't get any of those, fortunately, at least not till
no, not yet.
Not yet, anyway.
Nobody's had the balls, if that's what they feel about us.
No, they haven't said anything. But listen, if you got an email you want to send out, you've been itching to send it because you got into anal because of something you heard on our show, we love hearing that.
Fuck yeah, that turns me on.
It's awesome. It's See, amazing. We're not the only ones that enjoy a trip to the farmer's market.
I'm not the only I'm not the only naughty person out there.
No, but you're very naughty though.
Just a little.
Yeah, that was cool. So, single guy tip of the week this week.
Yeah, quickly becoming like my favorite part of the show.
Well, I think this week we learned a valuable lesson this week.
Yes.
About communication. So we're going to pass this on to the single guys out there, particularly.
And couples, honestly.
Couples for sure, but this is really a single guy thing. And here's why. We talk a lot about single guys getting into the lifestyle, breaking into the lifestyle, breaking into the hot wife kind of dynamic. But here's something that I think we really need to talk about. If you're a single guy, once you've gotten in with a couple, once you've actually played with the wife of the couple, or you've had a threesome, or whatever the case may be, once you've made that initial connection and there's some kind of, there's a friendship there,
right?
You've got to have continuous communication if, in fact, you intend to continue playing with said couple.
Yes.
It's really important. You know, we talk about this a lot. It's not an intimacy thing. It's not an emotional thing, but it is a friendship type situation. And in any friendship, you don't just kind of ghost on your friends.
Yeah, you don't not text them back for 3 or 4 days at a time and then be like, oh, sorry, I was so busy. Those types of things, like the communication piece is really important in terms of like making sure that the other person understands where you're coming from. And one of the things that we talk about all the time with single guys is like, this is not a huge time commitment. It shouldn't be. It should be like easy for all people involved and fun.
Right.
But you have to communicate to the other person what it is you need in terms of, if you're super busy, let us know that.
Right.
You need to take a few days to go do your own thing and you're not going to be available. Like, let us know that.
Yeah, it's really just, it's very simple. We try to be very, very sensitive to, reaching out to people, being timely with our responses and letting people know what's going on, whether it's a couple or a single person. We really, we try to keep that open line of communication, and it's very simple to do. It's not a big deal. It's a simple text message. Hey, I'm going to be out of town for a few days. Catch up with you guys when I get back. That's it. Nothing cool, more man. Complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, because let's just be honest, we came very close to, running into an obstacle with a single guy friend of ours.
Well, more so than anything, we misrepresented it or we misconstrued something that happened as a huge red flag when it really wasn't. It was just a breakdown in communication.
Yeah.
And, if a few more messages had been sent about, here's when I'm available or I'm not going to be available during this time so that I didn't feel like completely ghosted on, right, it would have made the whole situation different.
For sure. So there's something to be learned there, both on the behalf of the couple and the single individual. Communication. Just communicate with each other. It's a friendship. That's what it is. And like any good friendship, you just simply don't ghost and disappear on your friends. Let them know, hey, I'm going out of town. I'm not going to be in contact with you for a couple of days or whatever. We got family coming in, friends, whatever the case may be. Just be open about it. Especially, listen, as single guys, we talk about this a lot. You got a lot of competition out there. The hot wife space is exploding.
Yes.
Exploding.
Which is fucking great.
I mean, it just is. It's like the second most searched topic in porn right now. It's blowing up. So you single guys, you got a lot of competition. You got to be better than the next guy. You got to be dressed better. You've got to have you got to have a better game and certainly keep the communication piece up.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Single guy tip of the week.
You're welcome.
Fucking text.
Just send a fucking message.
Just fucking text.
That's it.
All right. So what else are we going to talk about this week?
Well, you had some naughty playtime this week, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, you are super naughty pants this week.
So what's interesting is that Clint has been a staple on our show for a while now, and for good reason. I mean, we talk about him a lot because I enjoy playing with him, and I play with him pretty consistently, although he was out of the country for a significant amount of time, really.
Yeah.
And so there was a gap between our last play and this one. And we had people messaging, like, when's the next Clint episode coming out?
For sure.
Like, oh, I'm so glad to hear Clint is still around. I was getting concerned,
That's
you know?
That's right.
So I thought that was really funny and adorable and awesome.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a big part of who we are as a couple. You know, the hot wife dynamic. Your having a regular playmate has been a big deal for us. And we really enjoy Clint's company. And you obviously enjoy his company. So he was back in town, back in the country, back in the States. We had the opportunity to meet with him for a cocktail, finally.
Which was really nice, yes. Yeah. And then we didn't play with him the night that we met for a cocktail. We just caught up with him,
yeah.
Which was really nice, too, because I was a little bit concerned about, like, okay, if I don't see him for a month or 5 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever the fuck it was.
It was a lot. Yeah.
And then he just comes over and we go, like, right into sex. Is it going to be weird because it's been such a gap in time?
Right.
You know what I mean? So sitting down and kind of, like, getting those, like, weird jitters out of the way, I felt like was a really good thing. Plus, I mean, you hadn't seen him in a while.
No, it had been a while. I think the last time you guys played, I wasn't around necessarily. So I didn't get a chance to see him even before he left to go out of the country. So yeah, it was nice. And it kind of lends itself to what we were just talking about, the single guy tip of the week. It's just a communication piece. It's nice to just get back in front of a guy like that, reconnect with him. You know, listen, we don't know, maybe something's gone on, make sure he's still okay, everything in his world's good. Anything that's going to be a hindrance when it comes to your playtime or his, you know, what kind of free time he's got, I mean, who knows?
Right.
So it was just nice to kind of reconnect and just have that chat. And it was, you know, a couple of hours of time. It was a good time. I always enjoy talking to him. He's a very interesting guy.
Yeah, he's great. So then the next day we were planning on playing and right. We pushed it back to the afternoon. I had some things to do in the morning. Usually we play it like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But we pushed it back to the afternoon and I was texting him ahead of time and I made the comment of, like, I really want you to bring the pain this time. Like, I want there to be that pain element
right.
there.
Right.
And the reason for it is, and not a knock on any of the other single guys that I've been with,
right.
you know, during this time, but I crave that pain.
Yeah.
It's weird, and I know not everyone understands it. If you're not in the BDSM world, if you don't have those, you know, masochistic tendencies, you probably have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. But for me, the idea of being put in discomfort,
mm-hmm.
what it does is it creates a contrast between that and the pleasure,
right.
and it makes the pleasure that much more intense and
sure.
amazing for me. And so I'm willing to withstand the pain to get to the enhanced pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the basis for it. And as you said, a lot of people aren't really going to be able to grasp that. It seems a little bit abstract, but that's the truth of it. The pain is really just a compliment to the pleasure.
Yes. And so I told him that and he was like, I'm going to bring it. No problem. You know, he's like, I always bring my bat with me whenever I come yeah. now. It's, you know, his prop of the choice.
Yeah, signature toy. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I put that idea in his head ahead of time of, like, don't be afraid to fucking hurt me.
Right.
He comes in the door. You're not there. You're at work.
No. This is an afternoon, as you said. It was closer to, you know, it's kind of mid-afternoon, I guess, and I was just entrenched in work. So I didn't even realize that you guys, you sent me a text message at some point and asked if you could play. And I was just so wrapped up in work. I didn't even get a chance
to... I was like a little kid. I'm like, hey, can I play with Clint?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, can Clint come out and play? So I was like, yeah, of course. And I texted back. It was probably 30 minutes after you sent it to me. And you were probably already in the midst of it because I didn't hear from you again for a while.
Well, he was like on his way.
Yeah.
Like when I texted you, he was like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he got there and we went right to it.
Yeah, we should say that you asking me is really just a formality.
Well,
like, I already knew.
I thought it would turn
yeah.
you on.
Yeah. We are. I mean, the consent is always there. It's just that nice idea that you do that.
Yeah. Well, and also I want you to know, like, if you don't hear from me for an
yeah,
hour
yeah.
or an hour and a half, you're not going to freak out. You're going to know that I'm with Clint.
Right, of course.
So he comes in the door and, like I said, no time wasted. Like, the door shuts, he takes off his boots and, like, we are full on making out.
Right.
And then he shoves me. So our entry way has, like, a wall right by the door. You open yeah. the door and the other side of it is a wall.
Right.
And he shoves me up against the wall facing it and starts touching all over me. And I had a red piece of lingerie
yeah,
on.
Baby doll number.
I also had almost like it wasn't a robe, but that's kind of
a wrap kind
yeah,
of
yeah, like a wrap. I had a wrap on over it and I was trying to, like, cover up and be all, you know, like I'm being conservative. Yeah. I was totally fooling him, I'm sure.
Oh, sure you were.
And so anyway, he shoves me up against the wall and pulls up the wrap and my lingerie in the back and starts like grabbing on my ass and kind of feeling on my pussy. And of course, I'm already wet. Like, I'm so fucking excited.
You were wet while it was on his way here, probably.
Oh, for sure. I think when I texted you, I was starting to get wet. Yeah. Yeah. So he does that for a little bit. It's great. And then he has me go into our dining room.
Yes.
And so in our dining room, we have a dining room table and then we have a bench and chairs around it too, but we have a bench that sits up against the dining room table.
Right.
And so he tells me to bend over the bench.
Right.
And so I do, and he like takes off my wrap. And so then I'm just in this red piece of lingerie and he starts licking my ass and my pussy from behind as I'm bent over.
Nice.
Fucking hot. And he also starts biting like around my ass.
Right.
And hard. I'm not talking like nibble. I'm talking like fucking biting on my ass. And then he starts licking again and then biting. And he's going back and forth. And he's totally doing exactly what I asked him to do, which is create that pain-pleasure mixture. It just drives me fucking crazy.
Right.
So he's doing that. It's amazing. And then he pulls out this hanger, like a clothes hanger, but it's one of the ones that you like clip pants to.
Right. It's got the clothespins, so to speak, on it. You know, the clamps.
They're not clothespins. Yeah, they're like full on metal clamps on both sides, but they're adjustable so you can move them back and forth.
Yeah. The kind you'd have in a department store hanging trousers on it.
Yeah, for sure. So he pulls that out and I'm like, okay, this is fucking hot, you know? So he pulls down my top and he puts one of the metal clamps on each of my nipples. And those things are fucking biting.
Yeah, like, they hold pants, they hold jeans.
They are full. I mean, I love my clothespins. This was well above that.
Yeah.
It was on par or maybe even more so than the nipple clamps that we have.
Yeah.
Because it's also a lot of weight hanging there. So when he's letting it hang, I mean, it's a lot of weight pulling on my nipples.
Right.
And then he pulls the clothes hanger up and has the hook of it and puts it in my mouth and told me that I had to keep it there. It was so hot.
Nice.
So then I'm standing there, nipples, you know, up, being held by this clothes thing, you know, and he bends me back over and starts spanking me with his hand and then with his bat.
Right.
And I mean, he's spanking me fucking hard. Like, he is not holding back.
And we should say that when we say bat, this is not what you're thinking. It's not what most people think. It's not like a baseball bat. It's shaped more like an oar, like a rowing oar.
And it's covered in leather.
Covered in leather, yes.
It's super hot, and I love it. But he was really giving it to me. And then he stopped, and he put on a condom, and he started fucking me from behind. But he was shoving me down on the table while he was doing that.
Right.
And so it is... Those clamps are biting into my nipples even harder at this point.
And you still have the hook in your mouth?
Yes. And I'm bent over and he's got me from behind and he's spanking me and he's fucking me like crazy from behind. And I mean, it was so intense. I'm coming and coming and coming. And then he stops fucking me. I stand up and he tells me to stand up. So at this point, like, he's behind me. I'm facing the bench, but I'm fully up now. And he's fingering me. And I came everywhere. I squirted fucking everywhere, all over the bench, all over the floor, under the table, next to the table.
Yep, made a mess.
I stepped in my own squirt like multiple times after that. It was fucking crazy. And then he bends me back over again after that, still have the clamp on both tits, and he starts hitting me with the bat again. This time he's hitting my legs, like my inner thighs mostly, and then down to my calves.
Right.
And my legs are much, much more sensitive to impact than my ass. So
sure.
I'm like, it's great, but it's really starting to get painful.
Yeah, I mean, you were super red from your butt down to your calves when I got home.
Yeah. I mean, he was not, like I said, not holding anything back, which I appreciated, and it was great, and I was really getting into it. And I had, you know, the chemical swirl going on, and it was great. But then he hits me really fucking hard on the calves and then reaches around and yanks one of the clamps off of one of my nipples.
Yep.
And I fucking lost it.
I know.
I fucking lost it. I immediately, well, I think what I said, now that I'm having time to process it, was, oh, fuck, no. And then I just started bawling.
Yep. You told me about that. I was like, wow, that really must have kind of ruined the mood.
I felt so bad because it was so hot leading up to that. It was just this, you know, intense, visceral thing going on between us and all of the energy bouncing back and forth between him as my top and me as his bottom. I mean, it was so sexy and, you know, obviously made me squirt fucking everywhere. And then to have it culminate in, you know, me crying because he rips the fucking nipple clamp.
Well, in all fairness, you did tell him to bring the pain.
I did.
Totally, he did.
He did. And I cried. Yeah. And here's
everyone has hard limits.
Well, I think it was a mixture of a couple of different things. It was intense physical pain.
Yeah.
So that was part of it. But I also think I was crying because I was frustrated with myself in that moment. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wanted to be able to withstand it. And I wanted everything to be fine because I don't like having to tap out like that. And I don't like having to admit that I went too far from a pain threshold point.
Right.
And so,
well, it takes quite a bit to get you out of that space.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you take a lot for a little person. You take a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Like, you, I mean, I can put
I'm
it
not
on
a wuss.
You. No, I can put it on you. You take a lot of pain.
Yeah. So to get me to that point, like it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't happen often. And when it does, I'm frustrated because I'm like, well, it's fucking ruined. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm sitting there crying. And of course, Clint is being so fucking like thoughtful and kind and sweet and like, you know, very carefully gingerly takes the other one off and he's like holding me from behind and like wiping my tears away and like, you know, kissing me on the forehead and he's like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, but I'm still crying. And he's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, you don't have to apologize. Like, I told you that I wanted that. This was not right. This was not your fault in any way, shape, or form. I hit my pain threshold.
Yep.
And
for sure you did. Listen, we should say, I mean, I need you in the face once while we were having sex with another couple and you just took that and just had a bloody nose.
Yeah, I got a bloody nose and I was like, oh, fuck, someone give me a Kleenex and let's keep fucking. Yeah.
So it must have really hurt.
It fucking hurt. It was, and the other thing is, I mean, I've had people straight up gnaw on my nipples before. Yeah. I think it was the combination of the calf hitting and then the nipple pull. Right.
Yeah, the
it
sting was just, of the calf.
Like my brain went into like, it went haywire or some shit. I don't know. But I mean, I was a little bit embarrassed, I guess.
Well, sure. But, you know, not no reason to be. I mean, it was, you know, you're playing a delicate game.
Yeah.
You know, and there's going to come a time when you're going to reach that pain threshold.
Yeah.
Which you clearly did.
I did. So I cried for a good couple minutes, honestly. Like I said, not all of it.
At least you got
the
squirt first. That's the big thing.
And then he's like, do you still want to go upstairs? And I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah, I would like to. But to be honest with you, like I was in a fog after that.
Right.
I hurt, like physically I was hurting, but I was also just constantly thinking about that for whatever reason. It was like,
well, it just threw the game off, you know, and it didn't ruin the mood or the vibe, but it certainly threw a wrench in it, you know, for a period of time.
Well, yeah. And I think just from like my mental state, when you're a bottom and you're receiving all that pain and pleasure to get together and it's in a rhythm, you know what I mean? Like you get into this natural flow and it feels so good and you're so focused on all of it. And then when something like that happens, it's like it all goes out the window, but you can't immediately go back to like normal.
No, there's an interruption like anything else. And then you're kind of thrown off.
Yeah. So we did still go upstairs. He was so fucking sweet. I did choke on his cock multiple times, which was fantastic. I love when he has his like cock at the very back of my throat and he holds me there for a second and then lets me up. Like it's like he's deciding when I'm going to breathe.
Right.
And that's so fucking hot to me for whatever reason. People that are not into the BDSM world probably listen to some of our episodes and are like, this fucking freak.
Like, well, I mean, what people need to also understand is that we do that every night.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not like something that like you're only doing it once in a while either. You really like it. I mean, I choke you every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
I know. But do you think that people that are not in, don't have any lifestyle, BDSM lifestyle mixed into their play, do you think that they're like, that they can't relate to what we're saying now?
We know there people are because we were at a pool party, of course, as we talked about, where, you know, we were doing some nipple play with clothespins and that kind of thing, and the room was divided. Half the room was just all about it, like, oh yeah, sign me up, I'm next. And then the other half of the room was like, fuck that.
Right.
You know, so of course, there's always those two camps, you know?
Yeah, but I sometimes wonder, like, as we're talking about it on the podcast, if people, like, I guess what I really wonder is, are we so out of touch with vanilla sex at this point that like we can't relate to people that only have vanilla sex.
No, and I think that's what's interesting. What did you say to me? You sent me a text message. What did you ask me today? We were, of course, today was fucking crazy. I was busy at work. You were busy. And then at some point you texted me. It wasn't that many hours ago. You texted me and said, will you do me a favor tonight? Right? What did you, would you ask me?
Well, I asked for like a romantic night, like for you to make love to me, to put on candles, like me put on like a really nice piece of lingerie.
Right.
And just have that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah. So it's not like we don't do those things. Yeah, it's just not the norm.
It's rare. Here's the thing. I think most couples have to text their partner and ask for the freaky shit. Like, hey, can we please break out the handcuffs, or can you please choke me
or
with
spank
your cock
me, or
tonight
pull my hair.
Or something? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
Like, that's not the norm for most people. And we're the opposite. I have to ask you for the sweet romantic sex.
Well, yeah, because if you don't, I'm automatically going to go into that primal mode.
Yeah.
Because that's just where we live for the most part.
Right.
You know, so yeah, for us, I guess it's the reverse. Like, you know, most people are the other way, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, make it clear, we do that once in a while. You know, we have that kind of soft, intimate time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's short and fleeting, usually lasts a day, and then tomorrow we'll be, you know, I'll be pulling your hair and choking you with my cock again.
Well, but what I think is so interesting,
it's a nice
is,
balance.
What I think is so interesting is that our sweet romantic time is usually not sex. Like, our right. sweet romantic time is usually, like, I'm nestled up next to you, I'm kissing on your neck, and you're kissing me on my cheek, but we're just, like, sitting downstairs, like, you know, watching a movie, or sitting and drinking coffee in the morning.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's a picture I think people need to understand, too, and because I know a lot of people, we get a lot of questions about the BDSM piece. It's not, we don't, you know, we're not a dom sub couple. That's not what we are. You know, you
not
are...
Not 24-7.
Not 24-7. We don't live that way necessarily 24-7.
You don't give me orders. I
no,
would not
no,
be good
no.
at that.
No, you'd be terrible at that. So
rude, you're not supposed to agree.
Terrible at that. You are a bottom. I am a top. We play that role. I am the dominant energy, you are the submissive. We play in that space sexually, but in our everyday lives all day long, we don't do that. I mean, we're up, you know, we spend an hour in the morning together before I go to work, just drinking coffee and hanging out and just, you know,
kissing and touching. Yeah.
And then at night, it's the same thing. Even before, just prior to us going into the bedroom at night, you know, we're laying on the couch, just kind of cuddled up on the couch under a blanket most of the time. And then we go upstairs and have hot, rough sex. So we have those,
and then right back to the suite.
Yeah, right back to it. Yeah, there we, you know, we have those times, a lot of that time.
Right.
You know, it's our physical time that is really that kind of rough, more aggro type, you know, aggressive sex.
Yeah. And I guess I sort of look at it as we have that rough dominant sex, or you're being dominant over me sex, because that's like our, that's our release.
Yeah.
You know what
sure.
I mean? Like, we need that for an hour a day.
Yeah.
But that's not the norm.
No, no. It's not how we normally behave with one another. Certainly not. It's quite the opposite. I mean, I think if people that would know us in our vanilla life, or that would just meet us for the first time in a vanilla space, would never really see that
side. Would never picture you choking me with your cock and, you know, shoving a dildo up my ass while you're spanking me and flogging my pussy and...
No. Sure wouldn't.
That happens.
It happened last night. Somebody wanted to go to the farmer's market last night. I certainly obliged. So, yeah, I mean, I think people would be probably surprised by that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but I like that balance. I mean, I say it's a balance. It's obviously one-sided, but there is a balance there. So when one of us needs that, it's obvious. I mean, we just, you know, we, each of us will accommodate.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, let me finish the story about Clint. Now we got completely off topic. So we're upstairs.
He's choking on his cock.
I'm choking on his cock. I'm licking his balls. At one point, he made me, quote unquote, shove both of his balls in my mouth at the same time. And then he tried to stick his cock in my mouth, which was fucking hot.
Nice.
Like, yeah, he was totally stuffing me and I loved it.
Nice.
And the other thing I really enjoy about sucking Clint's cock is I will look up at him while I'm sucking his cock. And every time he has this look on his face, like he's so fucking into it.
Yeah.
Like he's so turned on. Like he just wants to devour me in that moment. And it makes me want to suck his cock that much better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, single guys out there, you know, listen up. When a hot wife is sucking your cock, absolutely look interested.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
if you're not interested, like maybe say something too.
Yeah. You know? Like, maybe there's a problem and you should mention that.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'd really like if you did this instead. But anyway, no issues with that with Clint whatsoever. Right. It was so fucking hot. Then we stopped and I think he could tell that I was still kind of like reeling isn't the right word. That's a little dramatic, but you know, just not in the right headspace. Yeah. So I was laying on my stomach and he started doing his hot massage thing where it's like, it's almost painful. Like right. It's a lot of like squeezing, but you can also tell that is his way of being sensual with me. Right. That's his way of like showing me a certain level of aftercare and really just taking care of me in that moment.
Right.
And so he's, you know, really kneading on my neck and then kneading on my back. And then he moves down to my ass and he's kind of fingering me a little bit and that's driving me fucking crazy. And I think he played with my clit a little bit from behind. He did, because I remember him making me come that way too.
Right.
And then as soon as he made me come, he went back to like kneading on my ass and really grabbing that. And it was great. It totally like made me come down from everything.
Right.
And just put me back in like a sexy headspace. Our time did end there. Like we didn't have sex again, which was a bummer because I really like having sex with Clint. But I think both of us were just kind of that mindset of like, yeah, this isn't something we're not going to do the hard fucking again today.
Right.
Like, it's
right.
just not right. It's not, it's, we're not in the right space for that.
Right.
So I appreciated that we were both kind of on the same page with that. I didn't have to have that awkward conversation with him. He's so good at picking up on my cues, my nonverbal cues.
Well, by now you guys have been together a number of times. So there's a very, you know, there's a real familiarity there.
Yeah. So it did not go exactly as planned.
Still hot though.
It was still really fucking hot. And then he left and I texted you and said something along the lines of, I was just super naughty.
Yes, I know you were.
And then I had to go clean up my squirt that was all over the fucking dining room.
Yeah, of course.
And shortly after that, you got home.
Yeah.
And I think we worked for a little bit. We didn't go straight to sex.
No, we had some stuff we had to do before we made our way upstairs. Fine. I mean, it was all we could do to do all those things before we just had to go. I couldn't take it anymore. We had to go upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, and again, that reconnective sex for us is really just, I mean, it's the pinnacle of all of it.
Yeah.
You know, especially after, you know, you had not seen him for a while.
Yeah. You know? Oh, this is funny though. We totally forgot about something.
What's that?
So one of the things that he was doing a ton of was biting.
Oh, right.
And both when we were first at the front door and he was had me up against the wall, as well as when he was fucking me and we were in the dining room, he was biting on my neck and on my shoulders. I fucking loved it. But you get home and you're like, oh, this is interesting. What's all over your neck? And I'm like, I don't know. You're like, I think it's a bite. And I'm thinking like a mosquito bite or something, you know? You take a picture of it and show it to me. It is straight up like fucking multiple teeth marks
in
my neck, on my shoulder. I'm like, oh fuck, this is, and my hair's up, and we had to go to the grocery store,
right? That had
we had
to
nothing to eat in the house.
Yeah.
And so I'm like wearing a hoodie in fucking 80 degree weather so that I can pull it up over my neck so people aren't seeing these gnaw marks all over my neck.
It was super hot though.
But yeah, so then we go throughout the evening, we go and have sex. What was interesting about our sex that night, though, is I was hurting.
You were sore.
My tits were really hurting.
Yeah.
And you were being mindful of that, but there were a couple of times when you got into the aggressive reclaiming mode, and you really, like, grabbed onto my one tit that had the thing ripped off of it really hard, and
right.
I kind of winced a couple of times, and then you backed off again. But it's really interesting. I guess what I want to ask is, how does that feel for you, knowing that like you have to act a little bit differently with me because of something that happened earlier?
Well, it's
with another person, with another guy.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's an adjustment you have to make because of, you know, I don't want to call it a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice. It's part of what we do. It's part of that. You know, you just have to deal with that. You're going to be playing with someone who's also a dom and you're a sub to him. And so some of those things are going to happen. And for me to enjoy the reconnection, that reclaiming in quotes, I have to be cognizant of the fact that those things are possibly going to happen.
Right.
I think
so it wasn't bothersome to you?
No, I mean, it's just a simple adjustment, you know. Yeah. But of course, like you said, you know, we get in that space, we get in that mode, we're, you know, we're being primal, or I am, and I sometimes will, I'll forget that that's a thing, you know, and then yeah. you know, I'm quickly reminded as you wince, or
I was like, ooh, yeah. ah.
Yeah, I mean, then I remember, oh yeah, shit.
That, don't squeeze yeah. on that tit. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, I just go to something else.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean,
plenty of other things to squeeze.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you have to be mindful of. You know that I know that you're going to be playing that way with Clint, and I have to be prepared to just kind of adjust play based on that, you know, to really, you know, listen, if we want to benefit from all of that, you just have to deal with some of those issues.
Yeah. You know? I think that is something that I would be willing to bet that a lot of stags or hot wife husbands maybe struggle with in the beginning, though, maybe. Is that idea of like, oh, we have to, you know, play differently. Or like we talked about with, you know, the couples that don't have reclaiming yeah. sex at all, like
yeah.
that want and need to feel close to your partner sexually, but having to put their needs at the forefront, like, yeah. oh, they just had sex for hours and they're fucking exhausted. Like, we're going to have to put this on the back burner and reconnect later.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a challenge, I would think.
Well, since we've spoken about that email that we got from our listeners that told us the fact that, you know, they don't have that reconnective sex, or at least they didn't up until, you know, we kind of corresponded with them, then they were going to try it type thing. We spoke to some of our lifestyle friends and you kind of asked the question, you know, you threw it out there. You know, what is everybody's thoughts on this? And of course, the majority of people do have that reconnective sex. There were, however, a couple of women particularly who said, yeah, once I've had that single guy experience, I need some time.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to go right into sex with my partner. It's the next day, the next afternoon, or, you know, the evening, whatever. I need to have that time to myself to kind of come down from it. And yeah, so I imagine for the, you know, for the significant others of those gals, I would think it's a little, I don't want to say frustrating, but it's certainly got to be a little tough. I know, I mean, for me, I know the times when you and I aren't able to get together right away, like when you played out of town. I mean, it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing you can do. You're out of town. You're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. So you're just kind of stuck in that kind of mindset.
Limbo, sexual yeah, limbo.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. So yeah, I imagine that's kind of tough. And I would imagine even more so with you being within arm's reach of me.
Yeah.
You know, that's just got to be like the fucking worst.
Yeah, just something interesting to think about, since you do have to adjust your play. Sure. I mean, it's one of the things that we, you know, have discussed is if I'm having the BDSM play with Clint, maybe the primal play that night with you is not the right way to go. Maybe that is the night that we're softer with each other. Maybe that is the night where we take a bath together, or we, you know, massage each other, or we put on the candles, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. We do that anyway, but maybe that's the time that we set aside for that, for sure.
Yeah. Might be worth considering.
Yeah, especially when you're really sore.
So I'm not wincing in pain every 2
minutes. Yeah. You were sore for a couple of days.
Yeah, I was.
You know, that
worth that it. One was nipple great.
Was pretty raw. Yeah.
And I did text Clint the next day and I apologized. And I wasn't apologizing because I hit my pain threshold, because I can't control that and I'm not going to apologize for it. But I think what I was more apologizing for is I realized afterwards that what happened was we didn't play for such an extended period of time after being used to playing with him every single week.
Right.
That I was in straight up frenzy mode. I was like, I want to be bat. You know, I want you to use the bat on me, and I want you to, you know, nipple torture me, and I want you to do everything. Give me all the pain. I can totally fucking handle it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle it. I went into things way too quickly because I was excited for it.
Right.
And I didn't think about it from like a logical, okay, what can I actually handle standpoint.
Yeah. There's definitely, well, listen, it's a buildup, right? I mean, you it had been weeks and weeks and weeks since you were with him, and then we obviously didn't have that connective sex after. So yeah, you were definitely hyped up for it, for sure. And so yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you were a little overzealous.
Yes. On the pain. So that's what I apologized to him for. Like, hey, I need to know myself. It's my responsibility as the bottom to know what it is I can withstand, and also, you know, just to know my own body. Like, I should have known that that wasn't going to work out super well.
Well, it sounded good in theory, I'm sure, or felt good at the moment.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Until it didn't.
it did until it didn't.
So, yeah, I mean, I just going forward, I really need to be mindful of that. And I also, like, I like to have this badass mentality of like, oh, I can take whatever you want to throw at me. I'm a tough bitch.
Yeah.
But I'm like not. a tough bitch.
No, you're a tiny little thing, and that shit, you know, happens. But, you know, you do take a lot of pain. You can withstand a lot. So if that actually is, if something hurts you, it really hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important to know
You've never made me cry ever. And no. You do a lot of, I mean, we have some major pain
play. Yeah. So it's, you know, I mean, it's always one of those, it could be anything. You know, that thing could have been on just right, just caught the right angle of skin. And, you know, yeah, it could have been, you know, it could have been rough. But listen, you learned a lesson.
Not a total fail. It was still super hot. No. I still squirted all over our dining room. No,
you were super excited about it. You were bruised when I got home and battered. And we had a fucking great time that night.
Yeah. So I hope you'll be hearing a lot more about Clint. I know that you guys have been concerned about, oh God, did something happen with Clint where you guys aren't hanging out with him anymore? No, obviously not. We really enjoy Clint. He is a legit awesome guy. And I'm really excited to, now that he's back, continue and have it be more consistent than it has been, because I think it's a great, it's the easiest addition to our dynamic, because I'm so comfortable with him, and you have the BDSM element there too, and I never have to like worry. I just feel comfortable with him.
Yeah, it definitely lends itself to the best playtime for us, obviously. It works, as you said, it's effortless. It just works out really well. Timing is right. Scheduling is right. You enjoy playing with him. We enjoy the reconnective piece afterwards. It just makes the most sense. And it's, as you said, very easy. I mean, just sitting down, having a drink with the guy is very easy. And you know, he's an easygoing guy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to give a very special thank you to our Patreon members.
Yes.
If you are not already a member on our Patreon, you should definitely consider it. You can be on our Patreon for as little as $2 per month.
Yep.
We have some really fun bonuses. We have bonus episodes. We just recorded a new one yesterday a couple days ago.
Every Tuesday.
Yes. So it's a great way to get additional content from us. If you're interested in hearing a little bit more behind the scenes or things that are not being spoken about on the podcast, I put up some super sexy pics that you are not going to see anywhere else if you're on our Patreon.
Yeah, we do exclusive content for our Patreon members.
Yes. And in addition to that, by being our Patreon member, you're supporting us in developing new platforms and being more visible in the lifestyle space, just creating as much content as possible. We obviously have a YouTube channel where you can check us our YouTube channel out at Front Porch Swingers, but we're truly passionate about the lifestyle, and I hope that shows in how much content we do produce.
Yeah.
But the way that we will continue to do that is by gaining some sponsorship from you guys. So thank you guys so much for those of you who are already our Patreon members, and you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers if you'd like to see the bonuses yourself and get signed up. We would love you for it.
For sure. And check out our storefront. We have some very cool items on our storefront that are available for sale.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it in a few weeks, but you can head on over to shopfrontporchswingers.com. Check out the toys that we personally use, that we love, that we recommend. If you want to get your own flogger, get your pussy flogged, or, you know, an anal plug, or just anything naughty and awesome.
Yeah, we just sent out an anal plug to a customer.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So head on over there and you can get a discount on your purchase by using our promo code, which as always is FPSPOD. That is FPSPOD. So get yourself some sexy shit.
Yeah, for sure. Do not hesitate.
So I think that's all we have for you guys this week.
I think so. We've got a lot of very cool stuff coming up. This summer it's ramping up. You know, it's actually summer now here. Today was 82 degrees. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah, hopefully we have some like barbecues and things planned at our house. It's becoming more difficult than we thought because the weather here has been fucking shit.
Ugh, just crap.
But yeah, hopefully we'll have some really fun, interesting things to bring to you guys by bringing our lifestyle friends here finally.
Yes, absolutely. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up and we will absolutely bring it to you.
Hell yes. As always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.